This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When we talk about climate change and what it's doing to our world, we often point to melting ice at the polar cap. We talk of rising sea levels and wonder what will happen to the animals that make their home in the Arctic. But there's something else happening. The permafrost is thawing, and wait till you hear what's being released into the atmosphere because of this. Henry Pollack is here again with us. He shares the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize for his work as an investigator and contributing author with the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And he is an emeritus professor of geophysics at the University of Michigan. And we always like to say, welcome to Stateside, Henry. Good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
How much of the Northern Hemisphere landmass is permafrost? Do we have any in Michigan?
We don't have any in Michigan. It extends partway south through Canada and partway south through Europe and Asia, where north of that those boundaries, we find a considerable area that's permafrost.
And by the name permafrost, we assume, yes, it's supposed to stay frozen, but?
Well, it does stay frozen, except for a small zone at the surface, which every summer gets a little mushy. But we call that the active zone, and just less than a meter down, it does stay frozen, except now with climate change, the warming is gradually penetrating into the permafrost and thawing it, and it's having a lot of interesting consequences.
Such as? What's being released as it thaws?
The first thing that's being released is the ice is thawing, and that leads to a change in volume because, as you know, ice is more volumetric than the equivalent water. So we're seeing subsidence, ponds developing where the thawing has taken place. And in these ponds, we're seeing a lot of bubbles rising out of the permafrost, which upon close analysis are methane and some carbon dioxide, both of which are greenhouse gases escaping into the atmosphere and augmenting the very climate change that has led to their release.
Just what we don't need, more methane and more carbon dioxide. Where's it coming from?
The methane is coming from biological activity in the soils and vegetation trapped in the permafrost. And as it thaws, it decays. And then when methane itself oxidizes, it oxidizes in part to carbon dioxide. So there you go.
Well, that strikes me as kind of like a freezer, and when our freezer breaks down, the stuff inside decays.
That's certainly right. We like to keep our freezer frozen, mm-hmm. and in this case, we certainly don't want to let the ingredients escape into the atmosphere.
So is there anything that can stop this and put the brakes on it before the carbon dioxide and methane from this melting permafrost kind of accelerates things past our point of being able to put the brakes on?
I think that the process, while it is underway, is also a very slow process. And so some of the warnings of an imminent catastrophe, I think, are probably a little bit of hype. But nevertheless, there is no reversal in sight. And even though it's a slow unfolding thawing of the permafrost, it's kind of like watching grass grow, except it's in the opposite direction. We're watching the atmosphere warm and get more characteristics of a thermal blanket.
So as we're trying to do things to reduce these greenhouse gas emissions, the permafrost is giving off its own.
That's right. That's right. So it's another what we call a positive feedback from the Arctic. The first being that as the Arctic loses its ice and its white color, it stops reflecting as much sunlight back into space and starts absorbing it in the open seawater and the rock. But in the case of the permafrost, it is also releasing this methane from deeper within the Earth where it's been trapped for quite a while.
Well, as you say, not to get too alarmist about it, but to be aware then, because I don't think that that idea of permafrost and any kind of thawing of the permafrost is on most people's radar screens.
Not as much as the direct loss of ice from Greenland and the diminishing amount of summer sea ice in the Arctic, but it's every bit as important and it covers a huge area. And so in that context, it's something to keep your eye on. A lot more work is going on to measure these losses of the greenhouse gases to see if they're accelerating. We don't quite know whether this is a process that's been active for quite some time now, and we're simply augmenting it, or whether it's brand new. So there's a lot of work going on in the Arctic to spread out and observe the thawing permafrost, and particularly measure the amounts of methane and carbon dioxide that's coming out.
Professor Henry Pollack, it's always a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Cindy.